This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis won't ask the federal government to downgrade the air quality rating for the Front Range, holding off tougher regulations. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Metro Denver air quality has been rough this year, and not just because of the unprecedented wildfires. Measurements at air monitors should force the Environmental Protection Agency to reclassify Front Range air quality from serious to severe. The change would bring stricter requirements like pricier, reformulated gasoline. Environmental groups wanted Polis to volunteer to accept the changes immediately. Instead, he plans to wait for the EPA, which should make the shift in 2022. While the groups blasted the move, Polis said the state should do more to improve air quality. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The pandemic means children calling the Santa Tracker hotline, operated by NORAD in Colorado Springs, may not get a real person. The effort usually has hundreds of community volunteers, but they can't go on to Peterson Air Force Base this year. That means only military personnel and their families will answer the phones, including Major Cameron Hillier of the Royal Canadian Air Force.
Being at NORAD at this time of year is special, and taking the phone calls or responding to our Facebook accounts, kind of answering their miscellaneous questions, is always a treat every year.
NORAD also shares its Santa tracking at noradsanta.org and through mobile apps. It will be 20 to 25 along the Front Range tonight, single digits for the Central Mountains and the Western Slope. You're listening to CPR and KRCC.